Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, it's a pretty big day in Kansas City. Unless the rain did something to hamper the festivities, and I sincerely doubt it, the grand opening ceremony for the streetcar extension is underway as we speak. It's happening at the Plaza Streetcar Stop. There are a bunch of events that are planned for this weekend, and we can go through some of those, but this was a long time coming.
Yeah, it's been talked about for years.
I'm trying to remember when they first, 3.5 years is what it took to get this done.
I mean, I feel like
I might be making that up. I don't remember. It's been a long time.
This is a slow growth thing, obviously.
Yeah.
And it was like almost a joke when the streetcar started. Like, okay, so you can go from Crown Center to, Sprint.
To River Market.
We were calling it.
Yeah.
Was it River Market when it started?
Yeah.
I don't think you go to River Market.
Yeah. The first part of the initial streetcar is River Market to Union Station. That's the first.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Because I remember riding it. Maybe we just had to get off. It was like, nope, that's as far as we're going today. But I remember riding it the first day and they're like, okay, yeah, here's Sprint Center, get out.
Yeah. And now it'll go all the way to the plaza.
And eventually everything will be streetcar. Eventually you won't need an actual car. You'll just be riding around in streetcars and it'll be free. I think it's great. When is it kick off?
We asked Tom Guerin this, like 11? I mean, like as soon as the celebration's 11, yeah. done, then yeah. people can start to board it and start to run it. And then there's a ton of stuff planned for this weekend. Again, weather dependent a little bit, but because it now runs not just to the plaza, but because it now runs to UMKC, essentially, they've got a big event tonight starting at 5 o'clock at UMKC Recreational South Field near the UMKC streetcar stop at 51st and Brookside Boulevard. They're going to have a drone show tonight. They're going to have live music. I love my Pizza 51, which is right there. They say stop by Pizza 51's patio for beverages as you enjoy the drone show or bring your own picnic. And then they've got stuff going. God, there's stuff. This is a big weekend for stuff too. Midtown Fall Fest tomorrow, noon until 5 p.m. at 40th and Main Street. Bubbles, balloons. They're going to do pumpkin painting, crown making, picket. It's all going to be all along the streetcar line.
Crown making?
Crown making.
Is that like for kids? Like we make you a little crown?
I think it should be for adults. I think adults should go and make crowns.
Make a crown for the head. Is
yeah.
what I'm saying.
Okay, yeah.
So it's not like dentistry.
That would be interesting.
We'll because cap your teeth.
It's put on by Kansas City Young Audiences. Not mm-hmm. Kansas City Young Dentists, so I'm not sure. I'm not sure what they're experts in, but
I wanted free dental work. Can we get free dental work along with the streetcar? Like, so long as you're on the streetcar, everything is free.
You can get bubbles or face
bubbles
painting.
Yeah,
that's fun. Yeah. That could be fun for you guys tomorrow.
Yeah, I actually was thinking about going. We have a bunch of Halloween stuff we need to do.
Oh,
there's trunk or treat. Tomorrow,
oh yeah, that's everywhere this weekend. Yeah,
it's every. I don't like it. I'll be honest.
Why?
Katie, I like the fact that the kids get more candy. Sure. I like the fact that it is safe and all that. What I don't like is it's, we have a story about this later, but we just talk about it right now. It's replacing trick-or-treating.
Kids aren't going trick-or-treating and they're not doing both?
You can go to both, but a lot of people are like, well, we did trunk-or-treat, so we don't need to go out tonight.
Yes, you do. It's a Friday this year.
100% agree. And that's become a problem. And a lot of houses now are like, well, we did trunk-or-treat, so we don't need to actually put any candy out for the kids because they had trunk-or-treat up at their school earlier. It's like,
no. Yeah,
the beauty of Halloween is the idea of you go to your neighbor's house and they give you candy.
Yeah.
And you get to a knowledge of who the nice people are.
Yeah.
Who gives out the full size candy bars.
Yes.
Who really cares about the kids in the neighborhood.
The full size cans of soda. Yeah.
Of who the evil, wicked witches are. And it's like, oh, yeah, that woman's a monster. Let's avoid her for the rest of the year.
Like where sex offenders are in your neighborhood because they're not allowed
well, there's
to.
There's that as
put
well.
Stuff
those
out.
Are the ones it's tricky because those are sometimes the ones that give out the full size candy bars. Too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just come back for more.
Don't take the joy out of this. Do both.
Yeah.
Do the trunk or treat and Halloween. It's Halloween's on a Friday.
Parents doing it, and it's also kids or houses or people in houses going, well, they do trunk or treat, so I don't need to do anything.
Oh, I would love to have more kids at my house on Halloween.
I can't wait.
We got like three last year. I would love to have more kids on Halloween.
I live in such a cool, this area, South Overland Park is such a cool area. There's a school in my subdivision. The houses aren't like clustered together, but they're close together.
Yeah.
And we weren't here for it last year. We didn't get here until after November, on November 4th last year. And so we didn't get to experience Halloween here. I'm really looking forward to it, and I'm going to be incredibly disappointed if it's like it was back in Boston, where half of the houses don't have their lights on.
Yeah. There are just no kids in my neighborhood. Mm. And so there are a few kids, but they go to your neighborhood. They don't stick around our neighborhood.
That is true.
Or they go to Brookside. You know, they go to where the bigger houses are.
Can I tell you that as somebody who grew up not exactly rich, I have no problem if kids come to my neighborhood from a less advantaged neighborhood. If they want better candy, I don't care.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the night, I usually have leftover candy anyway.
Yeah.
Because fewer people are taking their kids out for trick-or-treating. The only thing I will have a problem with is if you are driving your kid house to house. Make them walk. Unless it's snowing or raining, make them walk.
Yeah, like you can follow them down the street in the car if you're afraid of like kidnapping and stuff. But no, they walk the block. You drive the block.
I've seen that too many times where parents will drop their kids off. Kids get out of the car, run up to the door, then run back into the car, then literally drive to the next house that has its lights on, which is maybe one or two houses down. Make them walk.
Current forecast for next Friday. Keep in mind, this is a week from now, is it will be 60 degrees and partly cloudy. And that's during the day. Fine. So it'll be low 50s, high 40s at night. That's perfect. They can walk it.
Yeah. We were back in Illinois last year for Halloween because we were visiting family before we moved out here. And we were in a nice subdivision, my sister's neighborhood. And not all the houses there were doing it. Mm-hmm. It was like maybe one out of every four houses were giving out candy. And I was just like, I don't understand this. Like, if you have some religious thing against it, fine. But that's very few people. Most people are just being selfish.
Yeah. Do you know what? I know we talked about like buying candy multiple times, but have you bought your final round of candy yet?
That's an interesting question.
Do you not know the answer to it yet?
I don't know the answer. And the reason I told Katie, don't tell me when you buy the candy and don't let me know when we have it.
Got it. Okay. Understood. Understood.
That was the point of that discussion was, for the love of God, I'm trying to lose weight. You need to start hiding food from me.
Do you always get the same thing? Do you always get the same stuff?
No, we usually get like a variety bag from like Walmart.
But like, is it every year? Is it the same thing? Like, is it?
No,
you just kind of mix
it
up.
I don't remember because she always buys it. And then what we usually do is leave it out at like at the door and say, you know, take one from the bucket while we're taking Finn trick-or-treating.
Oh, and honor system.
The honor system. What kept happening was while we were out, somebody would just dump the whole thing into their...
Yeah, because kids are...
Yeah, so we always... We didn't all put all of it, I guess, into the bucket. Mm-hmm. And this year, I'm going to make Henry answer the door.
Oh, yeah. I think that's... Yeah. Yes, that's because he's old enough now that mm-hmm. he can do that. Yeah, because otherwise, usually... One parent stays home and gives out the candy, and the other one takes the kid trick-or-treating.
I remember a really sad moment for me when I was a kid. I was the first year I didn't go trick-or-treating because I was like, I'm too old for this. Yeah. I was like freshman high school or maybe eighth grade, and I was like, I'm too old for this. I'm not a kid anymore. Mm-hmm. And literally every kid that came to my house was older than me.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, they were all, and it, like one of them was like, hey, this dude's younger than us. He's not trick-or-treating. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'm an adult. I'm a big man.
Quentin, what is the status of your, I know I asked you this off the air this morning, but what is the status of the Forrest Gump costume?
Amazon sent me an email this morning and says that it's supposed to be here tomorrow.
Didn't you order it at my house tomorrow. Like Monday?
So... Yeah, but I didn't do like I did the free shipping, so it's gonna show up whenever. So it's supposed to show up at my house tomorrow, and I'll bring it in on Monday so we can fiddle with the facial hair.
Text me for sure if it's and we'll do a day, and I offered to bring in many of my hair tools to mess it up because for those that miss this, the beard is just straight. It's not weathered. It needs to be weathered.
Yeah, we need more castaway looking.
Yes. So I'll bring in the various tools. First, we'll see if you can identify what those tools do, and then we'll try them out and see what we can accomplish.
I just realized that he did Castaway and Forrest Gump were both Tom Hanks movies directed by Robert Zemeckis. And in both movies, he makes Tom Hanks look like garbage. In both movies, he's
I guess it's easy to just like keep the same look.
Let's just get your costume or get the outfit that we had you wearing when you were running in Forrest Gump and make you wear it, but on a deserted island while you're screaming at a volleyball.
Yeah, makes it easy. Yeah. All right, well, keep us posted. Hopefully that'll arrive.
I will send a picture. I'm assuming when I get said package on Saturday.
Or it's going to be like Wednesday, Thursday.
You know, Amazon doesn't care about us non-Prime members, you know?
No, even though any one of us could have done this for you. That's okay.
From the text line, when I used to take my kids, some houses would have adult treats like beverages. Were people giving out beer? When was this? Back in the 70s?
Well, we talked about this a little bit yesterday that like they would have the airplane bottles. I don't know what those are actually called, but they'd hand out the little airplane bottles to adults.
I call them nips. I
think that's funny.
Northeast, and I think that that's what they should
be
called.
I like that better. Yeah.
I call them shooters.
They're just little nips.
Shooters? That's a good... That's a good way to put it too.
And somebody also said, I work for Mars Chocolate in Topeka. I'm the guy handing out M&Ms by the 36 count case. So you're the house that people drive
everybody
out of their
goes
way to go to. Yeah.
Wow. Well, don't we have, Russell Stover is based here, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So who works for Russell Stover and what do they give out at home? What's a big Russell Stover treat? I mean, they don't do like M&Ms and stuff like that, but they do. They do like little chocolates and stuff. If you work for Russell Stover, what do you get?
Covered cherries.
Oh, I love those.
Sophisticated chocolate, isn't it?
But still, you can let mom and dad have that stuff if you go to that house.
Yeah, I guess so. Go to that house. They're giving out dark Godiva chocolate. Mom will love that. Kids will hate it.
Save it for Valentine's Day. Did we determine the cherry mash is still being made or is not still being made? I can't remember now. In St. Joe?
We
talked to Chris Katz. I can't remember.
Yeah. I don't remember I don't remember. I just remember talking to Chris Katz.
It stinks to get old. Like when you're made, you don't remember things.
I think it was not being made the same way it was. It was just like, I feel like we just did a Google search for cherry mash.
No, it was news.
It's an excuse to get Chris Katz on the air to just talk about cherry mash.
He posted about it. It was a news story that Chris Katz posted.
That's what it was. He posted
And I knew that he is a big cherry mash fan. And so I was like, oh, I think maybe they're not making it anymore. Because we asked him, do you have a bunch at home? Mm. And he's like, yeah, I have a pretty good supply.
So he said, if you want to go big time, give out Christopher Elbow chocolates. Yeah.
Oh, if you want to spend.
I've got rent I need to pay. Seriously. I'm not going into my savings to make sure the kids have a happy Halloween.
And no kid is going to appreciate that. No kid's going to appreciate decorated chocolates.
That's what you should do, though. What you should do is mix in some dark chocolate with the regular chocolate so that the parents have something. Because kids hate dark chocolate.
Go like 80%
cacao, just
to really get it bitter.
You just want one step below Baker's chocolate.
Yeah, seriously.
From the text line, I work at a liquor store and we call those little bottles babies.
That seems wrong. That's what you call them?
Babies.
I thought they were just airline bottles.
Airline bottles make sense. When you say airline bottles, people understand immediately.
Yeah, or like single serve or shooters, I get too. But babies? We're calling them babies?
Friggin' nips. That's what we call them.
Huh. Yeah, because
leaving them all over the Dorchester.
Well, because like you might have just give me a little nip of liquor. Sometimes they'll just give me a little nip in the glass.
It was Walmart's not carrying cherry mash. That was the story about cherry mash.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, that's significant. Otherwise, you have to go to St. Joe.
We maybe need to schedule a segment sometimes where we just go infinitely squirrel.
We have to schedule. Sometimes we do that without scheduling them. We just...
The text live radio line really, really lights up when we just lean in on them for information.
When we just don't stick to the show plan in any way whatsoever, and
it starts dead, and then we'll be talking about things that we think are interesting, and then we'll be like, "What do you call airplane bottles?" And it's just blowing up with people like, "Those are called nips. Those are called babies."
But are they all saying the same thing? Because the problem with relying on the text line for information sometimes is that it's not always accurate.
The Walmart cherry mash thing has been over and over again.
Okay.
Snorts. People call them snorts.
No, they don't.
The little liquor bottles. Minis, snorts, babies, nips.
Snorts is what we would call the tiny pixie sticks in high school.
Oh, yeah. Do you mean like the long, like the size of a pencil?
Yeah.
Those? I forgot about those.
Are you implying you used to snort pixie sticks?
I thought kids did that a lot.
Oh my God.
I did it one time. And it destroyed my nose. And I had to run to the bathroom and grab paper towels. Worst part was, it was like the cherry one. So like, when I sneezed, it was blood and red pixie stick.
Oh my God.
It was awful.
Yep. I did that with Kool-Aid one time.
If you'd snorted something green, or if you'd snorted blue, it would have come out purple.
Yeah, I could have been like an alien.
Kids, don't do this.
Yeah.
Don't follow this advice.
Text line 913-586-7798. What non-narcotic powder did you snort in high school? Coming up, we're going to talk about how you're going to go to jail.
I am?
Well, if you signed this petition twice, apparently. They're doing the redistricting stuff. We can't avoid it. It's annoying. There's a petition to try to get him to stop doing it that was signed. And then the Secretary of State said, we'll put it on the ballot. But if you signed it before that, those signatures don't count. So then a bunch of people were like, I'll just sign the petition again. And then they went, nope, that's a misdemeanor. You've signed it twice now. I don't know what's going on, but it feels like they're just making up the rules to make it seem like if you sign this petition, you'll be breaking the law. Talk about that next on Midday.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices. We'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
All right, pay close attention as we attempt to explain what the heck is going on now with redistricting in the state of Missouri. So remember how we called everybody into a special session? They approved a map, and that map will dictate then, in theory, what the next congressional districts are going to look like. And it's kind of a mess. It cuts Kansas City in half. It takes the old district that was Emanuel Cleaver's district, and it cuts it in half, and it's kind of a mess. So there is a statewide petition effort now to again to not allow that map to go forward. And the Secretary of State of Missouri has allowed a group to start collecting signatures on petitions to try to have that overturned. Some people may have signed that petition twice, which you're not supposed to do. You only just do it once. And then they go through after signatures are submitted, and then they go through and they double check to make sure everybody was a registered voter and do you live in the district and all that kind of stuff. Prosecutor Melissa Johnson announced yesterday that due to contradictory guidance about when signatures would be valid and delays in the now approved petition, her prosecutor's office will not be seeking criminal charges against Jackson County residents who signed a petition twice. There was a date initially the Secretary of State had said any signatures gathered before he approved the petition on October 15th would not be considered valid under state law. And that was 100,000 signatures that were gathered before then would not be counted.
I don't understand why he was threatening people, or is still threatening, I guess, if you're not in Jackson County, why you'd be threatening people with a misdemeanor for something that, one, obviously was done without ill intent. It was confusion. People were told, hey, you need to sign the petition, and then they signed it. And then it was like, well, actually, all those signatures didn't count. So then they're like, oh, I'll sign it again. And then it went, no, actually, the signatures do count. We're counting those. So if you signed it twice, now you've committed a misdemeanor. Unless you were trying to dissuade people from signing it at all,
right,
which I guess is their intent. But I, on top of that, it just seems like the easiest thing in the world to go through and see, oh, that was signed twice by this person.
That's what I mean.
So
they're not going to count twice.
We only count it once.
Yeah.
Yeah, just don't count it twice then.
They were never going to count twice in the first place because it's a very meticulous system where they go through. That's why you, when you are going to submit signatures for a petition, that's why they say you should submit way more signatures than you think you need, because a lot of them are going to get discounted because people moved, or they can't read a signature, or they can't match a signature, or they signed it twice. You're not, it's not going to get counted twice if your people have half a clue of what they're doing.
Yeah.
So it's not going to matter in the end anyway. Missouri Supreme Court had weighed in on this and said the state cannot restrict Missourians' right to petition by refusing to count signatures collected early in the process.
Okay.
And state officials already said circulating a petition early is not a crime. Okay.
Well, that was not, I don't think that they were claiming that was a crime. They were just saying, we're not going to.
Right.
I don't understand what, because what he was saying, the Secretary of State was saying, was we're not going to count those signatures that were collected before the 15th. And then said, if you signed it after the 15th, if you signed it before then, it's so confusing. If you signed it before the 14th, we're not going to count your signature.
Yes.
But if you signed it after the 15th, if you signed it before the 14th, then you've committed a crime because you've signed it twice. But if you're not counting the signatures before the 14th, then how is it a crime to sign it again?
Yeah, and that's why the prosecutor said, and this was her quote, the people of Jackson County who want to sign this petition are trapped in a confusing situation. People may have signed again after October 15th because of mixed messaging, not because they were trying to break the law.
Right.
Okay. That also seems like, I mean, I don't know how many people you'd have to charge, but
oh my God,
we don't have that kind of, we don't have those kinds of resources.
Oh, we just throw them all in jail.
The jail space that we don't have.
It's just to scare people.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's just trying to scare people into not signing the petition because they know what they're doing isn't popular.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point of redistricting like they're doing in the first place.
Yeah.
You wouldn't redistrict like this if you knew your agenda was popular.
Right.
Why would you?
Right.
You would be like, no, what we're doing is working for the people of Missouri. And this is I cannot wait for them to see how fruitful our plan is. And instead, they're going, nope, we're going to redistrict so that it eliminates the amount of power that voters in this district have and shift it over here.
Here's my question that is not answered in the story. Is it, I assume it is only our prosecutor who has made this announcement.
Yeah.
Can prosecutors in other counties decide to charge them? Yeah. I assume they can if they want.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what right. a mess.
Well, originally, I think the law was going to be, I think they've since gotten rid of this, but or they're still trying to decide on, it needs to be a certain amount of, what was it? It was like a certain amount of signatures per district.
That makes sense.
And then when they do, that's what it was, when they do petitions, that's a separate story. They're trying to change it so that if you do petitions, they need to get a majority of the vote in each single district.
Right.
So instead of it being a statewide vote where if 52% says yes, then yes goes forward, it has to be 52% in each specific district,
Jesus.
Which would make it impossible
for
most
things
to get passed if they're a petition. And that's the wording on the ballot right now. So yeah, it is frustrating because this whole thing is cowardly.
Yeah.
This whole thing is, we know our agenda is not popular. We know that this current president, like almost every president, is going to take a shellacking in the midterms, which always happens.
Yeah.
And we're trying to get in front of that by changing the rules in the middle of the decade, which has never been done before.
No, it's, Yeah, you do it after the census. That makes sense. You do it after the census. Why would you do it 5 years later when you don't have new information on which to base your population counts on?
They're just making it up as they go.
Yeah.
Which is
very encouraging.
And it also seems like what's happening here with this petition. It's like, we're just going to make up the laws and start throwing people in jail or threatening people with jail time if they don't follow the laws that we made up last week and we're following the laws that we had in place 2 weeks ago. So it's frustrating.
Great.
So we talked about politics. Do you want to talk
we
about
love schools, doing that.
School zones, trying to make school zones safer, or you want to talk about something lighter? I'll leave it up to you.
Can we talk about the problem with my phone?
Sure, let's talk about the problem with Jamie's phone.
Can we solve that? Is talking about going squirrel. That's a lighter thing, but very important to me.
Yeah, so Jamie's got a problem with her ability to tell time because her phone is trying to confuse her and make her late for work. We'll talk about that coming up on Midday.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
All right, I have a really big problem that I realized this morning with this phone, and I need to know if I will end up doing what I am dreading, which is going to get a new phone. Mm-hmm. It's like moving into a new house, and like you have to re-unpack and like refigure it all out again. It's a Samsung S9. It's an Android. I'm staying with Android because it's what I know and it's what I understand. This is why I hate it when the updates come. I don't like it when my phone updates. I hate it because two things happen. They give me new games that I'm not going to play and that it's going to tell me I'm low on space, and it's because of the new games. So I have to get rid of those. And then there ends up being some other bug somewhere in the system that I somehow can't fix. This one's kind of a big deal. I noticed it did the update on Wednesday. For those who don't know, I get up at 4:30 a.m. every day during the week. It's critically important that I be up at that time and sitting in my office by 5. And I set two alarms on the phone, and that's it. I have an alarm clock, but I don't set it. And I noticed it didn't go off the last 2 days. Luckily, the dog starts stirring by about 4:30. And that's what got me up both days. And today I was playing with it and testing it, and the alarm is not functional. And it will, you can set an alarm, and it will, like the little alarm thing, it'll have a little like icon at the top saying your alarm is about to go off, and the alarm fails. And it does the little thing where like you'll get the little pop-up that says this app has to close. We have to close. Mm-hmm. This app is shutting down because it's bad. That's what's happening multiple times.
I have to ask, what year did you buy this phone?
2022.
2022.
Okay. Yeah.
It's the Galaxy S9?
I only recently paid it off. Say what?
The Galaxy S9.
Yeah.
So didn't that? I'm just looking up when that came out. Did that come out like 2018? So did you buy it used then? Or
no,
was it
was new when I. I mean, I always get the most updated version of it. I just go to Verizon and I say, "What's the? Give me the next one of wherever I am."
I'm not trying to put you on the spot with it.
That's okay.
Just because
did I restart it? Yes, I restarted the phone. Did I check my like volume settings? Yes, I checked all of that. None of that is happening. None of that is
working. Well, what you also have to factor in is the planned obsolescence that should be illegal, but that they do, mm-hmm. where they will force an update
through.
Are they
forcing me to?
That intentionally bricks your phone.
Yeah.
And then you have to buy a new one because, well, the software isn't up to date.
Yeah.
The, you know, the coding and all that stuff doesn't work with this old model, so you need to just go buy a brand new phone.
It's not that old, but this is really important. The alarm working, mm-hmm. that is like one of the biggest things I use this phone for. I need that to function. I needed it today. I was going to go lay back down for a little while because it was raining and the dog and I weren't going to go for a walk. So I'm like, well, we're snuggle for a little while. And the alarm on the phone doesn't work. It's useless to me. Quentin, you have an Android. What's your?
Yes. And I've had my Android since 2019. So, you know, and it's still working. This phone's going to have to, this lithium ion battery is going to have to blow up in my pocket before I get a new phone.
don't give it any ideas, buddy.
Yeah.
It's listening.
I think you should just uninstall your clock app and then reinstall it.
Okay.
So, and it's a small app, so I can't imagine that space is going to be a problem with it.
Okay.
But that would be my suggestion to you. I also think that this is a dumb problem to have, and I understand the pain that you're going through right now because this is the dumb kind of stuff. I'm 100% on board with this entire conversation.
Yes.
Stop forcing phone updates to come to me, and then when you force phone, YouTube just did this. YouTube updated recently, and they've changed the whole interface on how it looks. Mm-hmm. Stop it.
That
Stop
makes
doing
me insane.
It.
Yeah, I hate it.
So I'm. We're on the same page here, Jamie.
Yeah, and it didn't. And so I went through and I checked because I looked online first a little bit and was like, well, did I miss something? And they say, well, go back through and check and see if they've sent through a patch. Like, did they realize their mistake and they sent through a patch as a fix? No, that is not. They did not. It's all up to date. This is the way the phone is supposed to be, is with the alarm clock not working. I don't want to go get a new phone. I want to make that clear. I'm not. I don't have the mental capacity for that this weekend.
I think it's crazy.
I don't want to deal with that.
That people get new phones every year. That blows my mind.
I usually get them about every 4 years. I usually I do the plan where you pay for it over the, and then it's paid off after 3 years. And I usually keep it for 1 year after that. So I'm not ready yet.
I forget how old my phone is, mm-hmm. and I forget if I need a new one or not, mm-hmm. and I just go and buy one when I feel like it's getting kind of slow.
Yeah. Usually that's what I do too.
2 years or 3 years. I don't know. I am totally a slave to the system though. I know I'm not one of these people who's like, I got to get the new phone because I don't care about that. It's more like this is annoying me and I'd rather just pay $900 to fix it. But it is ridiculous that whether it's this or laptops, because laptops are the same way where it's like, oh, Windows 10 isn't going to work anymore.
Yeah.
You need to update to that. They're just not going to, that's just not going to work. Or the new software is not going to work on it or any of that stuff. It's like, but you still bought it.
Yeah.
And what's scary is they're doing this with cars now.
Yeah. Oh,
where
yeah.
Cars, never mind just like Tesla or, you know, one of a more techno forward car. They're doing this with like Hondas and mm-hmm. BMWs and just regular kind of cars like Toyotas and Subarus, where you're getting app updates mm-hmm. for the operating system for the car.
Yeah.
That's updating. And so it's like, you know, eventually your car's not going to work with the new update. It's not going to work with the new OS. And then what are you going to do? You're going to have to buy a new car every 10 years? They're going to make it so that your car's a brick?
I'm blocked out of my TV at home.
That scares me.
Your what?
Yeah.
My Roku TV, which I don't use it as a TV. I use it as a second monitor. So while I'm sitting at my desk, I can just scroll. Like, I can just move Google or YouTube or whatever I'm watching onto the TV. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting at my desk while watching TV. And Roku decided that it needed to update its privacy policy. And I don't have the remote for the TV. And the only way to scroll through it is with the darn remote.
Yeah.
So I can't switch it over to an HDMI spot mm-hmm. because Roku's locking me out until I accept their stupid privacy thing. I'm not buying anything new anymore. I'm not doing it. I'm so over it. I'm not smart devices are frustrating and I'm not doing it anymore.
Yeah. The laptop that I'm on right now keeps asking me every day, when do you want us to restart your computer to update everything? I'm like, never, never.
Yeah. I'm just going to start. I'm going to wipe it. I had to do this with my phone a while ago. I had to factory reset it because it was giving me problems. I moved all my important files off of it and I factory reset it. Haven't had problems since. Made my computer at home Linux OS system because Windows sucks. I'm so over all of this.
Yeah, Cody, my friend who runs AikensPCRepair.com in Belton, Cody is doing that with computers now, where people have old computers where mm-hmm. Windows doesn't work with them anymore. He's switching the operating system over to Linux because that will work with older computers. It's an open source. It's a free operating system mm-hmm. that works. Honestly, if you know, figure out how to work, it works just as well as Windows. But people are having to do that because they're old computers. You know, if you have a laptop that's older than 5 or 6 years old,
yeah.
The new Windows might not work with it.
I'm really scared because the laptop that I use at home is, I got it in 2019 and it was 2 years old then. So it's getting to the end of its useful life to the point that the screen goes black sometimes randomly and I have to restart it. And that's a serious problem because I do a lot of work on that device and there's software on that device that I don't have access to anymore. And so I need that computer to work and it really wants me to update that computer. And I really am never going to let that happen because the second that happens is it's just, and there's so much on it.
I feel like any device that is connected to a server somewhere outside my house, I will not buy it if it's older or if it's newer than 2015. I do not want to drive any car that is newer than 2015. I do not want to buy a computer, nothing. I'm so tired of all this.
How old is your car right now?
It's a 2015.
Okay, so that's what we're sticking to.
That's the cutoff date. Are you going to keep advancing that, or are you just going to live in 2015
forever.
For the rest?
I think
of your
I'll
life?
Just live in 2015 forever. It's good years. It's a good year for the Royals. You know,
it was a good year. The Royals won the World Series.
Politically,
things seemed a lot better.
That's why the Chiefs drafted Patrick Mahomes was because the Royals won the World Series. So.
Is that true?
Wait, hold on. What?
Yeah, because Clark Hunt saw how the team rallied around the Royals and how we became like a baseball team or baseball town again. And he saw that and he was jealous. And that's why we were okay with drafting Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
That's why we were okay with drafting Patrick
Mahomes?
Because
you drafted him when the Chiefs were putting a playoff team.
I'm letting this go.
We weren't one
of
the teams that were looking to draft a playoff. Brett Veach has talked about this.
That Clark Hunt said we can't let the Royals own this town.
That it was like when part of the conversation was, hey, we're looking to draft a quarterback here. Part of the conversation was, because, you know, we saw what the Royals did. You know, we want some of that, you know, to come back to the Chiefs. He wasn't with just being a perennial playoff team anymore. We weren't okay with just being just good enough. He wanted to take that next step.
That's fair. I don't know that I would say it was just because the Royals won the World Series. I think it also had to do with the fact that Alex Smith was mm-hmm. as good as he was never going to be better than like the 12th best quarterback in the league.
Mm-hmm.
But I do love if there was that integration, I do love that. By the way, Quentin, everybody on the text line is saying get a Roku remote app on your phone.
Oh, yeah,
your phone will run it, though.
I have it.
You have it?
It won't let me use the phone. It wants me to use the actual remote.
And also just buy a new Roku remote. That's, they're like $5
I'm not doing it. If I have to buy a new remote, I'm just buying a new. No, it's a principle at this point. I'll buy a computer monitor that I'll just use as a TV.
That's what I mean, at this point, just go buy a new monitor. Or a new TV. TVs are cheap.
I think all the time about how I would love to go back and live in the 90s again. Quentin only lived in the 90s for 2 years of his life. He was born in 1998.
It was 6 months. I lived in the 90s for 6 months.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you were born in 99, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think you'd beat me to it.
Yeah.
If there was a time machine opening up and it was like, we're going to take you back to 1995, you'd be like, nope, get the hell out of my way, where? All right, 913-586-7798. What technology are you sick of? What do you wish you could just get rid of? I don't know.
Are you sympathizing with this? Do you also hate the updates on things?
Everybody hates it, but it's hard to be like, hey, text in.
Right. Yeah. Is there technology that you wish had not advanced after a certain point? Like, do you wish VHS had just stayed?
That would have been good enough.
Or beta.
When was it good enough? That's coming up next on Midday.
When did certain technology peak for you and you didn't need it to get better after that? I didn't need my cell phone to have this update.
I've said this for a while, 1999. We didn't need to go anywhere past 1999. I think Y2K was kind of like the beginning of the end of all, everything good. What did you need? What do you need now that we didn't have in 1999? You have TV.
I have TV.
You have the internet.
I have computers.
You can communicate. You had chat rooms. Those mm-hmm. were good enough.
Yeah.
But it's just everything increasingly has been made. So we need, it's everything that we had back then is basically the same as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just faster and addictive. That's it.
Yeah. There's just more of it, you know, where there's just more channels, more ways to get TV.
Right.
Instead of just going to the movie theater. Anything. No.
We just watered it down and spread it out. That's all that happened. Yeah, we were good. We were good. Believe me, you kids out there, it was fine. We weren't sitting around going, man, I wish the future would get here.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait till I spend all my time arguing with Booty Pop 97 on Twitter about whether the FBI should investigate the Chiefs.
Oh, Lord.
Anyway, coming up, we're going to be talking about how maybe this goes along with that. 1 in 10 American children play outside once a week.
That's it.
Only 1 in 10 play outside once a week. That's next on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.